The U.S.-China tariff reduction to 30% and 10% for 90 days fueled risk-on sentiment in Asia-Pacific markets, lifting regional stocks, though Treasury yields in the U.S. dollar slightly retreated from Monday's surge. Fed Governor Kugler warned that even at current levels, tariffs could drive higher inflation and slower growth, while Chicago Fed President Goolsbee described their stagflationary impact, albeit reduced post-de-escalation, with tariffs still 3 to 5 times higher than pre-Trump levels. Fed funds futures price in 57 basis points of rate cuts by the end of 2025, down from 62 basis points, with only a 40% chance of a July cut, reflecting lower recession and inflation expectations. Key standouts on Tuesday's calendar come from UK employment data, German and Eurozone ZEW reads, and US CPI. That's all for now.